Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Let us be happy, beloved brothers and sisters, that we belong to the Holy Orthodox Church, worthily and rightly glorifying the most holy sovereign Theotokos on this eminent day out of all days of the year with special solemnity. There exists on earth many societies and entire governments that do not consider the need nor the obligation to call upon and glorify the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Mother of our Divine Lord Jesus Christ, and other saints and angels, to submissively serve her lovingly as the true Mother of God. Sadly, nowadays, we have heretics among us who actively dishonor the Mother of God, the saints, their icons, their relics, and their festivals. Oh, if only they also unanimously with us glorified the worthy Queen of Heaven and Earth. Today, the Holy Church solemnifies and glorifies the Honorable Dormition of the translation of the Mother of God from Heaven to Earth. A wonderful translation. She died without serious illness and peacefully. Her soul is taken up in the divine hands of her Son and carried up into the heavenly abode, accompanied by the sweet singing of angels. And then her most pure body is transferred by the apostles to Gethsemane, where it is honorably buried, and on the third day it is resurrected and taken up into heaven. You see on the icon of the Dormition of the Theotokos, on it is represented the life-bearing body of the Theotokos lying on a bier, surrounded by the apostles and hierarchs. And in the center of the icon is the Lord holding in his hands the most pure soul of the Theotokos. The translation of the Mother of God is a paradigm for the translation in general of the souls of Christians to the other world. We say that our dead have fallen asleep or passed away, reposed. What does this mean? This means that for the true Christian, there is no death. Death was conquered by Christ on the cross. But there is a translation, a rearrangement of his condition. His soul is in another place, in another age, in another world beyond the grave, eternal and without end. That is what we mean by falling asleep. It is as if it were a temporary dream, after which, by the voice of the Lord and the fearful yet wonderful trumpet of the archangel, all the dead shall live and come forth, each to his place, either to a resurrection of life or to the resurrection of condemnation. This is what the Christian means by translation. And we should be ready for this translation, for the day of the general resurrection and judgment, for this indescribable world event recorded in the Holy Scriptures. This preparation for the meeting of the heavenly King before the judgment seat after death is essentially the person's preparation throughout the whole of his life. This preparation means a change in all his thoughts and the moral change of all his being, so that the whole man should be pure and white as snow, washing clean everything that defiles the body and the spirit, so that he is adorned with every virtue: repentance, meekness, humility, gentleness, simplicity, chastity, mercifulness, self-restraint, spiritual contemplation, and burning love for God and neighbor. Our preparation for meeting the heavenly King and for the inheritance of eternal life in heaven should consist of these things. The heavenly King desires souls adorned with enduring virtue, souls prepared so that the very Lord himself could abide in them. And do not marvel that the very Lord wants to live in us. In fact, the human soul is more spacious than the heavens and the earth, for within it exists the image of God. And if one removes sin from the soul, The Lord of all will settle in it and will fill it with himself. We will come to him and make him our dwelling with him, says the Lord about the souls who love him. And so, ye participants in the Christian feasts, and especially the present feast of the remission of the Mother of God, ye who are brightly adorned with every virtue and translated to the heavenly kingdom, to her Son and God proclaim to each and every one about the preparing of their souls to be the dwelling place of the Lord, about continual repentance, and about the incorruptible adornment of Christian virtue. Let your death be also unashamed and peaceful, as was hers, serving as the pledge of a good answer at the dread judgment seat of Christ. Amen.